Well, it's another Bikescape. Welcome, Bikescapers, and all you new iTunes 4.9 people that are showing up today. Boy, where are you all coming from? So, Bike Summer, Los Angeles. Just got back to cool San Francisco. We're cool here, mostly in temperature. It feels really nice to be in the breeze with the fog. You know, I've just been here a while now, and I'm used to it. It was hot down there, just normally hot. But what else was hot was Bike Summer. There's a hot bike culture down there in Los Angeles. Hard to believe, but it's true. We just had a great time. I went down. It's been going on from June 4th to July 4th this summer down in LA. But I just made it down with a few friends. We went down to catch Time's Up on Thursday night and Critical Mass on Friday, and then we had a day to ourselves on Saturday. Came home on Sunday. So, caught a few events. It was, but they were all successful events. They had their biggest Critical Mass yet so far. Got to get together with a lot of people from Los Angeles, and as you'll hear tonight, a lot of people from New York as well, that we met in a previous Bike Summer in New York back in 2003. We, meaning myself and some Bikescape and some friends of Bikescape. Anyway, yeah, we arrived on a Thursday night. We went for a midnight ride around downtown, when we climbed up Bunker Hill, the one hill in downtown Los Angeles that feels a little like San Francisco. Rode around, looked at the buildings, and passed out. But we woke up the next morning and did the touristy thing. We went downtown. We went to Olvera Street, the old Mexican neighborhood where the old Pueblo is. And we ate Mexican food, and we checked out the new Disney Center, which looks a lot like that big museum in Bilbao, Spain. And we rode around downtown, and we seemed to be riding pretty much San Francisco style, you know, running the red lights and everything. It was downtown riding. But then we noticed we left downtown. We started riding down La Brea and out into the neighborhoods, and we noticed that you really do have to stop for the red lights down there. At least in those neighborhoods, they have these big four-lane streets with no bike lanes, big wide right lanes, plenty of room for cars and bikes together. But you have to look where you're going, and you have to obey the traffic laws. It's something San Franciscans are just not used to. But we also noticed that the drivers were a lot better down there than they are up here. San Francisco is we have a reputation of being mellow people here, but we are pretty bad car drivers, and we're always in a hurry. And well, not we, them. I do not own a car, so. Anyway, we had a great time. We went to the Bike Kitchen. Look for the link to the Bike Kitchen on the show notes, bikescape.blogspot.com. And the Bike Kitchen is this wonderful place where it's a bike fix-it shop. They got bike stands, and they teach people how to fix their own bikes. They teach kids how to fix their bikes. They have an Earn a Bike program for kids, where the kids spend a certain number of hours with a mentor who teaches them how to build a bike from scratch. And they end up with really nice bikes. I saw some little 12-year-olds with some really nice bikes that they built themselves. And, I mean, we're not talking crap here. I mean, we saw a lot of Huffies parked out front, but these were some nice bikes. And not only that, but when they're done, they are members of bike culture in good standing, and they are members of the community, and they have roots in the community. So it's a really good organization. And let's see, I think I would like to play a little snippet of what we did when we went down to the Bike Kitchen. Okay, we're standing outside the Bike Kitchen. There must be a million bikes parked out here. Heliotrope and Melrose. The sun is shining really hot. I'm gonna lock up here. I can find a place to do so. There's not much bike parking out here with all these damn bikes out here. Outside this place we have an old cruiser. A Huffy cruiser. Huffy 3-speed. A BMX. Another Huffy. A Peugeot.
owner bike thing in there. What they're doing is they're teaching kids how to put together bikes, and then they get their own bike.
Oh, cool.
You guys have any questions about us? Like,
you want to tell me what the bike kitchen's all about?
The bike kitchen is basically, our main goal is promoting bicycle culture and recycling. So what we're doing is we teach people how to work on their own bikes. They rent stand time from us, but that stand time comes with a mechanic. Or if you're a member, then your stand time is free. And we do have people here on staff, volunteers, a full staff of volunteers that work with whoever's the quote-unquote student is working on their bike. So, and we take donations, so we have a whole room of parts, so if anything goes wrong with your bike, or you just aren't riding a lot because you don't like the way it feels, you can come in and completely revamp it. So,
what's your name?
My name's Jim.
Hi, Jim. I'm John.
John, nice to meet you.
Yeah, so that was great. And then we went over and got some ice cream next door and walked down the street. There's a little neighborhood here there that had a four corners of interesting bike shops. And, there's this one bike shop. And there was an ice cream store where they were having a movie, bicycle movies. And there was another warehouse type space with people living in it, I guess, and that's where Time's Up was having its get together. And they showed a video, and they had a little lecture about what they're doing and a slideshow and a question and answer, and it was just a nice little get together, and then followed by music. Had to cut the discussion short. You know, I thought people were going to start leaving, you know, after 40 minutes of just talking about New York stuff and bike stuff. I thought maybe some of these Angelinos would be interested in leaving at that point, but they all stuck around and they were very interested in what was going on. And finally somebody said, okay, we have to stop the conversation, there's a band that wants to play. And so that's the way it went. And so we moved outside and continued the conversation out on the street. And I got a little interview with before that I want to go to Tomatoes. Had this wonderful ride, a race, a cruiser race, and we ran into him in the park. We actually, before, after the bike kitchen and before we went to the Time's Up function, we went out to the park and just relaxed for a while and had a bite to eat. And who came walking up at Tomatoes, this guy who's running this race? And unfortunately, it was scheduled at the exact same time as the Time's Up function. So, but we got to talk to him, and we found out what was going on, even though we didn't get to go in the race. And here's an interview with Tomatoes.
And they have,
what's it called again?
Just put duct tape.
Thunderbird. Exactly. Wait, Tomatoes Sex Bowl Beach Cruiser Thunderbird Bonanza Race.
So I'm recording this. You're having a race about, where's it going?
It's going first to the LA River. We're starting here at Barnsdale Art Park at 8:17. Goes to the LA River, and it's devious because I have
goes to the LA River?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. We wanted to do a ride through the LA River, but we have to.
I got totally devious about it because I got all these friends of mine who are wimps about biking to come, right? Uh-huh. And it's devious because once you go one way to the end, it seems easy, but when you go back, you're going against the wind, against traffic. But they're going to be stuck out there, and they're going to have no option but to have to return against this wind, and it's brutal, you know. So I kind of got.
What kind of, you can only just for the recording. You're just riding cruisers, no fixed gears, but single speed bikes.
Single speed beach cruisers, choppers, BMXs,
tall bikes.
Tall bikes are definitely welcome, but fucking Somerset isn't gonna come because he's going to y'all's fucking thing.
Don't fuck up.
Asshole. I'm gonna beat his head in when I get there. No,
you won't let him in.
Yeah, go to the race.
All right, then you're going to end the race over at the Time's Up thing at around 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
At
you got two checkpoints.
Yeah, one at the end of LA River, or not the end, but, you know, way down it. And then another one along up on the side of Silver Lake Reservoir.
How many miles is that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm from San Francisco. I don't understand this map too well.
This is Griffith
everything
Park
is
right
usually
here.
Quite a few miles. Oh,
this
okay,
is where
so
we are.
Over that hill there.
It's on the other side of the park.
It's that way.
Okay.
Towards Glendale.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're up on top of
like
the hill
right
looking across at Griffith
Park. The LA River runs right between Griffith Park and Glendale.
Okay, what's your name?
My name's Tomatoes. I'm the host of the race.
My name's John.
Hi, nice to meet you, John.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little no-fi music there. So, as I was saying, we did go down to this warehouse space and watch this video about what's been going on in New York. They've been having a lot of trouble, as I've been telling you over the months, and with critical mass and the police trying to stifle people riding on the streets in a group, and also basically trying to get people to stop talking about it. There's a lawsuit going on right now to make people stop talking about critical mass in New York. Like what I'm doing right now, saying, go do critical mass last Friday of the month in New York, that would be a crime. So there's a big fight going on. It's bigger than just bikes. It's the whole American ideal of free speech is at stake. Freedom of association, freedom of travel, all of that stuff is at stake. So it's in all of our interests, whether you ride a bike or not, to support the Time's Up, because they're the only ones fighting for it right now. Them and the ACLU, lawyers from the ACLU have been helping out pro bono. It's been very nice. But they're in the center of the storm right now, and they're very excited, actually. It's been bringing them all together. They're meeting people they never met before. And let's hear the interview that we had out on the street outside after the meeting there. All right, so we're down in L.A. It's bike summer. It's a beautiful, warm night out here in Koreatown. And Time's Up just had their function out here. And we're here with Peter Meisler and Ryan, what's your name? Kunin, okay. So somebody want to describe what Time's Up, you guys came out here from New York, right? You're a New York, tell me what you do.
Well, yeah, we came out here from New York trying to just kind of spread our little kind of advocacy and direct 100% volunteer, you know, participation in the organization. I think earlier this evening someone asked to compare ourselves to other groups in New York, and you know, we're definitely not the opposite of top down. You know, it's more like peer to peer, I guess, is a good way to describe organizational structure. And we came out here to talk to the LA Bike Summer attendant participants about, you know, the things that are really on our mind at the moment, like safety, street memorials, critical mass lawsuits.
What is it Time's Up does? They're an advocacy organization.
I'm sorry, yeah. Time's Up is a nonprofit 501c3 direct action environmental organization.
Direct action meaning you're out in the streets doing.
Stuff. We don't do a lot of letter writing campaigns. We really we plug our members and volunteers right into projects.
Ride our bikes, and we encourage everyone else to do that.
Yeah, you like to get group rides going together, right?
Yes.
What kind of rides do you do?
We have so many. We have lots of ones around park. We have a few moonlight rides. We have a new ride in Brooklyn that goes to a free museum, the Brooklyn Museum of Art. It's a free ride, free night.
Oh yeah.
We ride that.
Push that every week on Bikescape here.
We have a beach ride. We'll have our first one this Sunday while I'm gone. A beach ride out to Jacob Riis to like let people in New York realize that there's a beautiful beach just a bike ride away. There's so many rides. Every week there's a new one, it feels like.
You know, Time's Up, one of the early Time's Up rides was a traffic calming ride that we used to do in Central Park, where we would take a lane back from the cars, and sometimes two lanes, effectively controlling the traffic flow. And then what was happening, we would see, like, the way Central Park rules are, at least they were at the time, at 7 p.m. the cars had to be out of the park. But some cars like to dawdle and just kind of, like, continue their little drive around the park. So we would shuttle them out, you know, by putting up barriers or holding up banners or just putting our bodies in the way of the lane. And then we would go around, because often, like, the police or the parks department people weren't doing it on time, we could go and shut the gates so that new cars could not enter the traffic circle within the park. And I remember once this guy saw us from across the street, and he shouted out, "Can the people do this? The people can do this?" And he saw us shutting the gates, and we yelled back, "Yes, we can." And it was great. And, you know, usually the police wouldn't mind, you know, because we were making it easier for them to do their job, I guess. So that was a very early ride that helped, you know, build Time's Up membership.
And you've been helping to promote critical mass in New York too, right? And yeah. Bike Summer 2 years ago.
Yeah, we hosted Bike Summer in 2003, and that was a great, member and collaborative building month. It was really great. We actually learned a lot. We lasted longer than a month. So people thought a Bike Summer should really be all summer long. We had tremendous debate about that.
Okay, we're still recording. I'm just checking. And that was the thing that sort of kickstarted Critical Mass, wouldn't you say? In New York, things were going a little slowly with Critical Mass up until then. Were things more?
I think it was already reaching. I don't know. I started doing Critical Mass before Bike Summer, and it was still a huge crowd, but that definitely kicked it into high gear. Bike Summer,
put you on the radar.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. The general populace radar, for sure. But,
So tomorrow will be the first post Bike Summer Critical Mass in Los Angeles. I wonder if it's going to do the same thing.
I hope so. I'm excited.
So you also do community gardens and other environmental projects?
Yeah, we do it ourselves, but we also, we work with the people who are really good at it. So we'll say, hey, what if we combine a bike action with a garden action, or or rainforest action with a bike action, or critical mass action, or we'll do after parties. Maybe that would better be said to be controlling the after parties, because we come up with themes for the after party and ideas for it. And then again, we get help with that too, with other organizations like complacent.org,
check out the Warriors,
gardening groups, Free Wheels. It's constantly evolving. It's evolving. It's accelerated, and that's, I think, we're all not just jet lagged. We're just activist lagged at the moment. It's just been happening ever since last August. Things have been kind of
with all the disputes over critical mass and with the
and not just that, but
legal fighting.
Yeah, it's just,
I think also times of having a space is we've had an official address since the RNC, so that's definitely put people volunteers know where they can go to plug in.
Uh-huh. That makes a big difference.
We have a free movie night where everyone can come and hang out.
Do you have volunteer night any particular night?
Well, we have a volunteer barbecue meet and greet where if volunteers want to come and plug in, they can come from 7 to 8 before the movie night and sort of meet old school volunteers, come and sort of share, talk about what projects need to be done. There's a million and 10 things to do. And sometimes it's not obvious, but sometimes it is. But we have a little barbecue now where everyone comes and hangs out and sort of they can it's a little less informal, so they know what to do or how they can plug in.
My impression about Time's Up is that it's a really fun place to be. In addition to what you do, you make it fun. Barbecues and parties and movie nights and bicycle rides. And
I would kind of say it's sort of the Green Party of activist groups, because it's kind of consensus driven, and our plate, it expands or contracts depending upon what the energy level is, and right now it seems really super high, and that is affecting, it's kind of have a ripple effect, and other people are getting together with kind of getting some of that energy and starting their own little projects or groups, like this thing called Free Wheels, which is just about arrestees supporting themselves. Now they're going out and reaching out and coming up with fun projects of their own.
The Video Collective.
What's that?
The Video Collective.
Documenting all the
documentation of everything now. They have a monthly meeting right before Critical Mass, and then they meet at the space afterwards and share their video.
Sounds good. Okay, well, you guys threw a great party, and we had a really great time and learned a lot.
Yeah, and again, the space was kind of fun. Because it was so raw, we could do whatever we wanted.
And sometimes these things have unintended but happy consequences.
Well, again,
brings people together.
Yeah, I just kind of can tell that people in Los Angeles would like a dialogue, a place to have a dialogue.
Yeah, they were really into that.
They could have stayed here for 2 more hours, I think.
We had to cut off the conversation so we could start the music. Oh, well, thanks for the interview. If you guys want to, I really appreciate it, because you salvaged this portion of the whole thing.
Remember to turn it on now?
Yeah, and I put it on lock. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, that was... I did record a lot of stuff on this trip. Some of it with the MP3 player on, the recorder on, and some of it with it not so on. But I came back with just megabytes and megabytes of stuff. That was the most coherent conversation, but I just recorded everything, including Critical Mass and a lot of things that'll be in future shows. I think the next week we'll do Critical Mass in L.A., even though it'll be a week and a half late. It was just a really great evening over there in New York, L.A. I want to read the last paragraph of an email I got from my friend Larry. He said, "Bike summer has been overwhelming, magical, and exhilarating. What I found most inspiring was the spirit and state of the bicycle community, which seems to be on the verge of exploding with many key elements in place for a massive bicycle presence. Great topography, weather, an excited, vibrant community, massive multiculturalism, and the support of the greater bicycle community like ourselves. Only good things will come after bike summer in LA, and as hard as it might seem possible, we may find ourselves envious of the place. Y'all have it. 1 week left to catch bike summer," says Larry. And it's true, you know, they riding around LA, we didn't see very many other cyclists, but every now and then we'd run into little enclaves. It felt a lot like San Francisco maybe 10 years ago. And it's really exciting to see the seeds planted. I mean, there's just, the flowers are just starting to bloom. They're getting big critical masses. Oh, I should mention also they're getting this thing, Midnight Riders, there where they have a night ride that is much more popular than Critical Mass, actually. It's a big ride, and it seems more suited to LA than Critical Mass. But we'll talk about that next week. What else is happening? Let's go on to the news here. Speaking of what Peter from Time's Up was saying, said a lot of new groups are popping up, and they used to meet once a month and just do a couple things, and now they're doing these, they're working every day. It's just this flowering of energy there in New York, and one of the groups that have popped up just suddenly, maybe they've been around a while, but I'm just noticing they're called Light Wheels. Go to lightwheels.com. They're doing an 11-day exploration of cycling, free speech, public space, transit, and community self-empowerment starting June 24th. It's going on until the July 4th weekend. So if you're in New York, they're using the 49 East Houston Street, home of Time's Up, and I guess Light Wheels is there, and also the New York Bicycle Messenger Foundation. They're having town hall events, and the Bike Messenger World Championships are happening in New York, and they're hanging out with them, and they're having all sorts of seminars. Let's scroll down here. I got my computer up in front of me here. What have they got going on? Well, the 29th, they're talking about pedicabs, bicycle and tricycle vehicle design issues. Pedicabs are a big thing in New York, presented by George Bliss. The Cycle Messenger World Championships. They're having seminar on making a living on a bicycle, racing and riding, working conditions for messengers, expanding the field into food and goods, legal and insurance issues, with Kevin Squid Bulger, Ben Stewart, Hodari Del Palm, all those people. What else have we got? Yeah, there's the races, the World Messenger, races, the Cycling Messenger World Champion. The main race is going to be in Jersey City, not in New York, on the 30th. Check the website. Time's Up's got their website, and you can take a look at it. Also on the show notes, we'll have links. But yeah, they couldn't get a license. They couldn't get a permit to do it in New York because the crackdown on bicyclists going on over there. It's not just Critical Mass, but the messengers, and it's crazy over there. And you know, another thing, you know, they've had 3 deaths there in the last couple of weeks now, and so far no indictments from people who were at fault. The drivers. So, well, that's pretty run-of-the-mill common stuff, but that does happen. So that's New York. L.A., what's going on in L.A.? Let's get L.A. up on the screen here. Santa Monica Critical Mass, first Friday of every month at 7 p.m., Meeting Point, Colorado Boulevard and Ocean Avenue in Santa Monica, at the corner of Palisades Park at the entrance to the pier. There's a live webcam you can look for at look at the bicyclekitchen.com website, and they've got all this stuff there. The West Side Ride. West Side meets up every third Friday in Santa Monica at 9:45 p.m. at the Statue of the Dragon and the Viking Ship. People will see it when they roll off the boardwalk, and they ride at 10 p.m. Some of the people that do Midnight Riders have something to do with that. Critical Mass Central LA. This is the big one. The last Friday of every month, riders gather to take back the streets and show folks that bicycles are traffic too. The Central LA now meets at Western and Wilshire at the Metro stop at 6 p.m. Anything else? I want to start including LA on this stuff. Yeah, that's about it for this week in LA. And in my home of San Francisco. Oh, one more thing from New York, a little bit of news. Elizabeth Shura, who was arrested in, she was arrested in the New York Halloween critical mass, was found not guilty. Just wanted you to know that. She refused any offers for plea bargains or ACDs, and she took it all the way to trial. Not guilty. Woohoo. Let's see. In San Francisco, the Oakdale bike lanes are striped. That's just news to make you happy. Help keep the pedestrian oasis from being flooded with cars. The pedestrian oasis is the section of Golden Gate Park that was... We voted to put in this huge, ugly garage underground so more cars can drive into the park. And in return for that, we were supposed to get a pedestrian oasis in between the museums at the music concourse, where the band shell is. And it looks like we're not going to get it. The Golden Gate Park Concourse Authority and the Rec and Park Commission have approved a concourse circulation plan that stops far short of creating the pedestrian oasis that were promised. Traffic will be allowed through the concourse from both the north and the south. That means people will be able to drive through the park. And they're going to have signs that state that, you know, only drop-off traffic is allowed, but the only real deterrent to cut through traffic will be a few stop signs and some pavement treatment or, you know, like colored paint or something. To keep cars going under 15 miles an hour. So the SFPC is asking, the SFPC and the allied groups such as Walk San Francisco and the Golden Gate, the Alliance for Golden Gate Park and some of the local businesses around there are all asking for physical barriers to prevent cars from entering the concourse at all during the hours the museums are closed, before 10 and after 5, and allowing only the buses and the emergency vehicles access to the concourse from the other hours from the north. Could have electronic bollards that go up and down, you know, there's all different kinds of things that could happen. So, well, it's all going before the Board of Supervisors. That's our version of the city council, since we're a city and a county. So send an email if you live in San Francisco. Hey, even if you don't live in San Francisco, you don't have to say where you're sending an email from. Send an email to your supervisor and ask them for a true pedestrian oasis in the music concourse that will have physical barriers to prevent cut-through traffic. That's what we have to do. I will put a link to the Board of Supervisors. Hopefully I'll remember to do that in the show notes. Bikescape.blogspot.com. And let's see. We are up to 30 minutes. Good Lord. We're going to keep this on time. So it's another Bikescape. And stay tuned next week. I will put together a wonderful tribute to Critical Mass in Los Angeles. We have lots of talking with people, as well as a lot of writing. People will be talking. We didn't get to go on that Midnight Riders ride, but people will tell us about it. And there's gigabytes for me to go through. And I promise I will do that by this time next week. Hopefully sooner. Anyway, keep the rubber on the road, not in the air. And take the lane. Stay out of that door zone. It's much safer out of the door zone. That's my tip of the week. And everybody, take it easy, take care, and I'll see you later. And welcome new listeners. Bye.
Side by window.